Across the southeast, you are listening to Beat, and it's J1 season, of course. And my next guest this morning is a young Waterford man and a J1er who started up his own run club in New York City, as you do. Sam O'Hara joins me stateside to fill us in. You're very welcome, Sam.
Good morning, Orla. Thank you so much for having me on.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to talking to you. I loved my J1. I loved it so much that I think I stayed. You can stay till October, and I think I stayed until like the 10th of October. I was really weeks late for college. Are you having a great time?
Well, listen, if I could do the same thing now, I'd be doing that. But unfortunately, I have to go home to graduate. I'm having a blast here. I'm dreading coming home, to be honest with you, in the best way. So, I'm loving it now. Best decision I've made.
And you're just finished up in UL, is that right?
I am indeed. I am. So into the big bad world now.
There you go. Graduating when in August?
The 28th, actually.
Ah, not too
bad. Which, would you believe, is the Friday of Electric Picnic. I don't know what they're thinking, but sure, look, we'll leave them away with.
So are you going to Electric Picnic as well?
Well, I'm not anymore.
Well, you could go the next day, you'd be grand. So you have a good 7 or 8 weeks left in the States now.
Yeah, around that. Okay. Around that.
Now, the J1 obviously has changed a lot in the last few years. You have to have a job before you go over. Before, I can remember, like, having no job for quite a while in San Francisco. What did you tee up for yourself when you went over, and why did you choose New York?
So honestly, a lot of my friends are gone to San Diego.
Oh, that's still a big thing?
San Diego, I would say, would be one of the main spots. San Diego, Chicago, for Irish people. From what I've seen, they'd be two of the main spots. And to be honest with you, I knew I'd love to live in New York for a period of time. But as we all know, it's so hard to live in the States now. So once the J1 kind of as an opportunity came up, I decided to give it my best shot and try go. And I was actually just chatting with my mom about it. And she said my nan knew someone who worked in a hotel out here. And lo and behold, I luckily got a position in a hotel out here.
That's the way to do it.
And honestly, after chatting with all the J1 students out here, majority of them have been getting jobs through previous students who worked in companies, if that makes sense.
Okay.
That seems to be the main way to get the jobs. But it's not easy feat, I can promise you that.
Oh, I can imagine. And what are you doing in the hotel?
So I'm working in the property operations department, which is kind of the engineering sector. So what I'm doing kind of changes on a day-to-day basis, but basically just the maintenance of the hotel itself. So, you know, if anything needs to be, for example, changed in the guest room, or if anything needs to be changed, like the structure of the hotel physically, I would be, I suppose, looking into that now. I'm only, you know, I'm still only 5 weeks into the job, so I'm not making any major decisions myself now, but, you know, I'd be giving my two cents there where I can. And I'm a bit out of my depth, to be completely honest with you, because as a marketing student, you can imagine my engineering knowledge isn't up to property standard. But listen, you kind of figure it out, and you know, they don't mind once you have a, you know, when whatever task they ask me to do, I've been doing it to my best ability. And
exactly.
You know, they appreciate that, and they understand that, you know, they're not going to give me any major jobs.
Brilliant.
So listen,
and have you capacity to get tips or anything like that in the hotel?
I don't. So I haven't been dealing with any customers really.
And tell me, where are you living then? If you're working in Manhattan, is the hotel in Manhattan?
So the hotel is in Manhattan, in kind of central Manhattan.
Okay.
And then I'm living in Brooklyn.
Very good.
So
wow.
I'm living with I'm staying with J1.com, which are essentially a company that rent out buildings around different places in the States. So they do it in Chicago, San Diego. And they have rented out a building in Brooklyn, which is called the Townhouses. So they have two buildings, the Townhouses and Grand Avenue. Now, Townhouses is actually like a college accommodation. So Pratt Institute are in college here. And since they're away for the summer, we're just all living here for the summer. So honestly, it's been the best decision I could have made.
And like, you got to know people because of that as well, I presume.
Yeah, and like, I'm living in a house with six Irish people, so they go out of their way to make sure that anyone who's going over solo, they put you in accommodation with them, which is obviously really ideal, you know, for someone like me. You know, you're moving into a house with five people who don't know anyone either, you know, because you can imagine how hard it would be moving into a house with five best friends, for example, you know, so it's really nice in that sense. There's a huge garden in the centre of the accommodation. Everyone goes out to socialise.
Brilliant.
You know.
And so you're getting the subway into Manhattan every day to work.
Yeah, do you know what? It's not too bad now.
Oh, the dream, though. It must feel so unusual, though, when you got there first. Like, was it a bit of a culture shock?
Oh yeah, I tell you, the subway was a culture shock. I got the wrong one about five times. I didn't find it was too bad, to be honest with you. Like the culture shock, I think work like New York itself, it can be a humbling city, you know. I think a lot of people think it looks amazing on social media, which it does. It really, really does. But it is a very much a work hard, kind of play hard city, from what I've learned. You know, a lot of people are working long, long hours, you know, and a lot of people are probably here for 2-3 years to work as much as they can and then go back to doing whatever they were originally doing.
That is true. So tell us about the Run Club and why you set up a Run Club.
I suppose since I'm with J1.com, you're living with 150 Irish people, this is my second time traveling now, and luckily enough now I haven't been dealing with much homesickness at all. Okay. But I can tell you the first time I did, I definitely was. So I lived in Canada for 4 months.
Okay.
And I'd say in that 4 month period, I met about 8 Irish people. I'm not even messing with you. Right. Like I can nearly count them out to you. Whereas out here, it's been a completely different experience, and it's obviously well and good, everyone going out and going on nights out together and meeting people that way. But we kind of figured, me and another girl out here, Ava, who's also into running, we kind of figured that, you know, it might be a nice way to get people out and about running, to meet new people. And not everyone wants to socialize by just going to the pub, although most people in townhouses where I'm staying probably do. We kind of figured there'd probably be a handful of people who might just want to go out, get a few kilometers together, you know, socialize, meet a few people. So we were just going to say we were going to run anyways every Wednesday, so we may as well try get a group together. And it's actually Thursday morning, so we did it last night now. Okay. We only have 3 more as well. But yeah, look, the goal is just to get people out there, you know.
And is it mainly Irish people who are meeting up?
It is. Now, we've actually had one or two Americans come on, and we've had one or two people who've maybe been out here for a holiday who've seen it on social media, or one or two people who aren't living with J1.com. So it's been great. You know, I've made some friends in there, and, you know, whether we've one person come or 100 people come, you know, it's always going to be worth it to us because we know we're doing it for the right reasons.
Yeah. And you'd put up on your TikTok that the first one that you arranged, you didn't expect many people at all, but you got a really good crowd, didn't you?
We did, which was really nice and really reassuring. But like I said, to be completely honest with you, Orla, I try not to get too worked up about it because, you know, if it helps one person make a new friend, then it's kind of worth it in our eyes, you know?
Yeah. And it sounds like your J1 accommodation is perfect for doing that. But not everyone has that. I know I lived with my cousin in San Francisco, so I had no way of going out and meeting other people. So something like that would have been brilliant. And is it a case that... like, is America everything we say it is now? I suppose New York is such a liberal city anyway, so you're probably not seeing all the, you know, what we see on the news and everything about people's various polar opposite opinions. Do you find it's a very liberal city? Or
to be honest with you, Orla, like, I see a lot of stuff on the news and, like,
Worried going over it all?
Nah, not at all, to be completely honest with you. Like, I think, look, it's like anything. If you go looking for trouble, you'll find trouble. If you try to stay out of trouble, you'll probably stay out of trouble, you know?
And did you think about your social media? You know, there was all talk of them looking at your social media for visas. Did you think about that, or...?
Yeah, but you're like, I'm not going to be saying that about New York City. Bad about the States or anything, because I love it out here. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like, now in fairness, you would be like, I was worried. I was worried. And I was kind of double thinking, have I ever said any? But like, I knew I didn't, you know, and I know a lot of people were very worried about that because, you know, you have to take your Instagram, your TikTok off public, whatever social media platforms you have.
Okay.
And basically, once you do the visa appointments, they say, right, we're going to look into your social media and then we'll let you know if we're going to let you in.
Okay.
So that's kind of how the process works. So, like, of course, you're a little bit anxious for a few days, but you're like...
So they actually say to you, we are going to look at it. It wasn't just even
make sure your social media is on public because we're going to inspect it and then we'll decide if we're going to let you go.
That's mad.
I don't know how much inspecting they do, but you're like, you know, you obviously have to be very, very careful, you know?
Yeah. But that it is a different visa than it was a few years ago, isn't it? And do you find people say that as well?
I've heard people say it, but sure, I don't know, really, you know, honestly, I didn't really look into the visa. Like, I didn't spend too much time worrying, like, am I going to get it? Am I not going to get it? What's the United States going to be? Because I think if you just worry about that, you just get yourself worked up. I kind of just said, right, I'm going to give it a crack. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't, you know?
Yeah, and it worked.
Yeah, listen, I'm having a blast and I wouldn't change it for the world. And like, if anyone's listening to this, who's humming on about going, like, please, please, please just go, because I think it's so easy to get worked up about what might happen.
But
the reality is, unless you go, you never know, you know, and I'd much prefer to go and say I did it and either have a blast or maybe not have a blast.
It's totally one of those Irish rites of passage. Yeah, it really is like something to experience. Listen, will we send people to your Instagram and your TikTok? That's where they probably get more details about your run club. As you said, you've about three left before you start to wind down. It's Sam OH Fitness on Instagram and on TikTok as well. And you put all the details of the run club, like people might still want to catch up with you there and meet a few new people out in stateside in New York City. Is there anywhere particular that you meet up, or is it just different locations every week?
Yeah, there is. So we meet in the townhouses, which is in Brooklyn, which okay. is, but I'm sure I'd be putting it up on Instagram. I'm sure if anyone has any questions, if you're popping into New York over the next 3 weeks, you're definitely pop along, give me a text, and yeah, it'd be lovely to meet you.
Brilliant stuff. I'll give you those Instagram details again. It is Sam OH Fitness. And as I said, it's Instagram, but TikTok as well. Sam, enjoy your last few weeks in New York on your J1 and enjoy your graduation as well. Thanks a million for talking to me this morning.
No problem at all. Thank you so much, Orla. Have a lovely day.